nothing to those east end lights. Muggy nights, the curtains drawn in the little room downstairs.
Right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. It is pouring out right now. I mean, it is coming down in buckets, and the sky's lighting up. We've got some serious storm systems that are passing through the area. So if you have to be on the road, really take it easy, okay, and be safe. And again, the National Weather Service has extended a severe thunderstorm watch to include the following counties, and it's until 2 a.m. Livingston, DeKalb, LaSalle, Cook, DuPage, Grundy, Kane, Kankakee, Kendall, Will. And in Indiana, Northwest Indiana, Lake, and that includes the cities of Gary, Hammond, and Merrillville. So be safe if you have to be out driving or anything like that. But hunker down, because it's really, we've got some really crazy storms going through. And they say it's going to last until the early part of the morning. So they're saying like around 3, 4 o'clock. So just stay safe. And we'll keep you posted on what's going on when they update the watches and the warnings and all of that stuff. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Michael Palasek is a comedian, he's also got a new video series that he's doing for National Lampoon called The Bright Side. And we've had Michael on. When was the last time you were on the show?
I don't remember. I do remember running into you a lot because I got to do Patty's show a good amount, and she used to be right before you.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you. Yes, I'm happy to be here.
How you been? How are you handling this this situation that we're currently in?
I mean, you stay home and you be around loved ones. Who can love that, you know?
Yeah.
After 2 months, you kind of don't, but that's okay.
Well, that's a positive way of looking at it. you get to spend some time with your family, and sometimes that's awesome, and sometimes it's like, oh, God. So,
yeah. It's like when I finally do go back on the road, I feel like they'll realize they owe me all the time I was here.
Well, we'll get through this, man. It's a great way. How are you finding things to laugh at? What have you been laughing at to take your mind off of the pandemic?
You know, well, that's interesting because I was supposed to be at Zany's this past week, and which is one of my favorite clubs, and
yeah,
so I was bummed.
Yeah,
I didn't miss out on that. And so what I've been doing is just. I've been watching a lot. I just started rewatching The Office on Netflix, and that's a very funny show.
Yeah,
I love that. And then I have a 1 year old, and he just does funny things because he doesn't know the world yet.
Yeah,
he's like Michael Scott, but he's appropriate for that age. Like that's a similar mental play.
Now he's one. Is it registering to him that nobody's leaving the house?
I don't think so. I think every day is a new day for him, and he's just happy when we're there. He runs up to people, to strangers, as if nothing's wrong, and we have to be like, no, not yet.
Yeah.
And he just keeps doing it. So I think this is just the day for him.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I've been, you know, asking a lot of people who have kids or toddlers or youngsters about how it's affecting them or do they understand what's going on. It's always fascinating to see what the results are of that conversation and how kids are reacting to it.
Yeah, I was the kind of the balance before all this was like I would go on the road basically Wednesday through Saturday or Thursday through Saturday. So it was kind of like there was a quarantine every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because I was just around all the time. So I think like for our family specifically, there was less of an adjustment period other than it's just like every day now rather than 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. Well, let's go back in time. Talk to me about when you realized you wanted to be a comedian and how that happened.
Yeah, so I was in college, and my dad got a job working in Chicago, so everybody moved there for the for when I was home for the summer. So I didn't really know anybody, and stand-up was something I always wanted to do, and so I just started doing it, and it became like a career. And I remember I did the Zany's at a Taste of Chicago contest about a while ago, like over 10 years ago. And I performed in that, and I ended up winning it and moving on to another round. And that's when it all started. I started to make a living. And it was love because of Zany's.
That's pretty cool, man. That is really, really cool. And you're really good at what you do, man. You're very funny.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I think you are too.
And I'm, you know, I'm looking at all the, you've done all the late shows. Let me just ask you this. My favorite late show was Craig Ferguson. I loved what he did and how he just turned the talk late night talk show on its ear. And I loved Jeff the Robot and the and Secretariat. I loved everything about that show, and I loved him. What was it like doing that show?
You know, it was funny. Like, Craig was a stand-up before and an actor, and I feel like when the host is a stand-up, they realize how important it is, and then either they choose to support you and give you words of encouragement, or they mess with you, and Craig would mess with you. Like, I remember one time before I went on, I got to do a show twice, and the second time before I went on, he like comes off stage, and he was like, "They're great, don't ruin it." And I was
that sounds like something Craig would do. It sounds exactly like something he would do. That's great.
I met him because I got to open for him on the road a couple of times. And the first time it happened, I was in Merrillville. I had like the old theater there that's not there anymore. And as we're walking backstage, he starts singing the song from 8 Mile, or he's like, "You gotta lose yourself."
Oh yeah, yeah,
I was like, "I'll be okay, Craig."
That's cool.
Okay.
That's cool. Do you enjoy doing those appearances on those late shows?
Oh yes, his was some of the most fun. His show, they had a green room that they didn't always like have stuff in, but like my family came to both tapings, and so they had stuff stocked. And I loved hanging out with my family before. And there's like a hotel across the street where my parents would stay, and I'd play ping pong with my dad, and then we'd walk over, and then afterwards we'd go out to eat. Like, I feel like the set and the show was so fun, but the fact that people came out, like my cousins from Cleveland, my aunt and uncle came in one time, and it just made it feel like an important thing, which I know it sounds silly because obviously getting to be on TV is such an amazing experience, but when you have people who like have been with you your whole life and your career, it makes it even more special.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, the late night shows are, I mean, it's really interesting to watch them now, you know.
Yeah.
It's so kind of fascinating to see them from their house. And I like to look in the background to see what books they're reading.
I think it's interesting to see, what like room they're doing it in, and how many of those rooms they have.
Yeah.
Like Stephen Colbert was going all around his house for a while.
Right, right.
And it's just like, well, how big is your house? Like, how this is making you less relatable. Stay in the closet or whatever.
stay in the closet. Yeah. It's one thing I think is people are realizing just how much the late night hosts get paid. I think.
Yeah. Like. Wow, Jimmy Fallon, you have a separate room for this in New York City? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. You have a slide in your house that you can slide?
I love it. He had Alec Baldwin on early on, and Alec was just very honest. He was like, "How is he?" And Alec Baldwin was like, "Oh, it's great, you know? We do our own laundry, we cook our own food. The kids are around. It's fantastic." And I was like,
so funny. we cook our own food. We do our own laundry. There you go. That says that says a lot right there.
I know, because like they never had to do that.
Exactly right. Michael Palisak is with us. He's a comedian and obviously stuck at home, but.
Yeah.
He's got a video series that he's doing for National Lampoon called The Bright Side. We're going to talk about that. I do want to ask you what it was like to do Last Comic Standing. You were a top five finalist on that. I loved that show.
Oh, it was such a rush. The year I did it, it was just 8 episodes, and they're all stand-up. So, like, every episode, you had to have a new set, and they just judged you on that. And Norm MacDonald was one of the judges my year. And it was shot over 2 weeks, and I was kind of a last minute addition. I was like, kind of like someone fell out and they added me on. So I didn't even know I was doing it until that week. And I remember I was doing Zanies on Thursday, and they let me out of the Friday show so I could go do it. Then I flew back on Saturday, did the Zany shows, came back on Monday and taped 2 more episodes Monday, Tuesday. And, I feel like it makes you take everything you've done in your career and just pack it into those sets.
Yeah.
And
that must have been really challenging, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm someone with the late night sets that likes to run them a lot, so I like the time. If I had a night in between, I go run it a bunch of times, and it's kind of fun because, like, rarely in stand-up do you know whether you win or lose. I mean, people laugh or they don't laugh, but when you get to a point and you're headlining and you're going up last, like, usually that's the easy slot. It's easy to follow when the crowd's ready. So when you're going up and you have to do, like, 3 or 4 minutes, it's a rush, and, like, I feel so lucky. Like, so many people on my series are very successful. Like, Taylor Tomlinson's had multiple Netflix specials, and Clayton English, who won, has had stuff, and Andy Erickson was on a show. So I feel like the people that were on my season make it shine a little brighter, and I feel honored to be a part of that group.
That's very, very cool. Okay, Michael, hold on, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Michael Palasek is with us. He's a comedian. You can check out michaelpalasek.com. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the new video series that he's doing for National Lampoon called The Bright Side, right here on 720 WGN.
After midnight, we're going to let it all hang down.
All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline studio here until 4. We've got all of our regular features, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday coming up after 3. We're going to talk about annoying phrases that people use that make you crazy. And we're also going to talk about how Wisconsin's bars are packed after they lift the stay-at-home order. And thinking that's a little bit crazy. And also, we'll be following the weather. We've got some severe storms passing through the area right now. And there's an extended severe thunderstorm watch that'll continue until 2 a.m. It includes Illinois, 10 counties in Illinois: Livingston, DeKalb, LaSalle, Cook, DuPage, Grundy, Kane, Kankakee, Kendall, and Will. And Indiana, one county in northwest Indiana, Lake. And it includes the city of Gary, Hammond, and Merrillville. We'll keep an eye on the warnings and the watches that are going through as these the storm system. And it's a big one, too. It's a big one. It's going to be going through for most until the early morning hours. So if you have to be outside and you have to drive or anything like that, please take your time. And I'm looking out the window right now, and it is really coming down. It's pouring out there. So be safe. Michael Palasek is with us. And by the way, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Michael Palasek is a very funny guy, stand-up comedian, and he's got a new video series for National Lampoon called The Bright Side. Hey, Michael.
Hi.
Hey, so when did you decide you wanted to do this series?
So it was an idea that my manager and I had a few years ago, and we kind of shot it as a pilot a few years ago, and it didn't go. And then the head of National Lampoon helped produce that, and he just sort of reached out for content for their Instagram and YouTube, and we just had this idea. So I started doing, like, the one-minute ones, and now I haven't posted in a little while because we're working on shooting, like, longer ones just out of my apartment with some interviews and short films attached to them and stuff. So it's sort of a thing where I feel like there's a lot of benefit to looking at things positively, but also as a comedian, there's a lot of comedic fodder, I guess, from that perspective, too. And it's sort of balancing that line of, like, actually being positive, but also it's kind of ridiculous to be positive all the time.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something, Michael. The timing of you doing a video series called The Bright Side at this time is perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the bright side of the pandemic.
Yeah. Right. Where are you coming up with the ideas for these bright sides?
So every episode in the beginning, some of them were based on, like, real experiences that were new to them, like the long lines at grocery stores or just like social distancing and stuff. But then they just sort of turned into things that I found interesting or like problems that I found in the moment. Like, I have a son, and so one was about having to wake up in the middle of the night and take care of your one-year-old. And the bright side of that is, like, you don't have to be a good parent because nobody's watching. And we had one where it was, like, the bright side of the end of Inception, because it's, like, I don't know if you saw the movie. You've seen all the movies.
I've seen Inception several times, yeah.
Yeah, so then when he sees his kids, but you don't know if it's a dream or reality. I used to be really sad that we didn't know. Now I'm like, well, if he's dreaming, then he gets some sleep, and he has kids, so he needs it. It's all about kid stuff.
Well, I mean, you know, when you have a kid, it's going to change your entire life, obviously.
Yeah, it's funny. I feel really lucky that my occupation kind of lines up with that occupation. Like, being a dad allows me to talk about things that people with kids relate to. And if you don't have kids and I talk about it, then you can just sort of laugh at my life because it's much different now.
Yeah.
We go to the park every morning when he wakes up after breakfast, and there's just people, like, running and playing sports and stuff, like, from a distance, like, it's a big park. And I just look at that and I'm like, oh, that's... I'm with a little baby now. There's no time for that right now.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
Yeah. Now, do you still now during you know this stay at home period? You know, you have to go out to do essential stuff every once in a while, like groceries and things like that. What have you been noticing now during this weird time?
I feel like I noticed that a lot of people don't know what 6 feet is. they just don't. Like, I kind of think it's fun to go to the grocery store and pretend that everyone's a zombie. Bam, my significant other came up with that analogy. Just try to keep that distance. But some people just really want that jar of pickles you're standing near, and they're not going to wait. And it's just like, how important is it? So I try to go later, and you hear people talk, like, we live in an apartment building without a lot of units, but, like, sometimes there's people in another apartment when there's a little more noise. Like, I don't know if you guys are all living together. Like, So it's just interesting because it is something that I feel like affects a lot of people, but if it doesn't affect you, it's easy to look past, and I don't think we should.
I live in an apartment building, too, and and it's always weird when I'm like, leaving my apartment to come here and passing someone in the hallway. Which is on the stairs, leaving the apartment. They live on the second floor. And so it's always weird. I mean, you know, like, we got the masks and everything, but we're going to pass each other. It's not going to be 6 feet. The hallway is not that long.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I feel like we need stoplights at every door now.
I think you're right. No, it is. I mean, I never thought that before. Like, I remember I was walking out of my apartment just late last week to come into work. And I walked out, and there was my neighbor from upstairs, who I don't even know, was on the landing before me, and I froze. You know what I mean? I was like, I was at the top of the steps, and he was on the landing below, and I just kind of stood there and went, "What are we supposed to do?"
Yeah.
And so he stepped, you know, away, and just said, "Go ahead, pass me," and I passed by him. But I never thought in a million years that I would be paranoid to walk past one of my neighbors just walking down the stairs.
I think it's weird when you see, like, we have a little, luckily it's open air because I live in L.A., and so we walk out and it's out, but there's, like, a little pathway by the laundry room where it's, like, just a thing, and it's weird to, like, approach that and see someone coming and then just turn and run, like, basically run away.
Yeah.
And also be like, hi, I'm not being mean to you. Hi, welcome.
Yeah. How much material are you getting now from this? I'm assuming you're still writing, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we have stuff for the show, and that's taking up a lot. And then I just write jokes that I do in, like, Zoom and stuff. And I feel like it's just I just try to experience it, and I feel like a lot of comedians are going to come out of it with a lot of jokes about it. So I just try to make mine as personal to my experience as possible, and also make jokes that aren't about this, because this is all going to be over at some point.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not, then I'm not going to go back. And I look forward to the time to be able to, like, go back to Zany's and do my jokes that aren't about this and also are about this. Yeah. So I think it's fun.
Yeah, I'm so sad that this is affecting so many, you know, great nightclubs and bars and businesses and things. And Zany's is one of my favorite places in the world. And it's very upsetting that, you know, it has to be closed at this point.
Yeah, it is. It is very sad. And, like, I feel very lucky as just, like, a stand-up comedian, like, I can just write stuff from my house, but if you're a business that needs people to come in the door to make money, that's a tragedy, and I hope it all goes away soon.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm glad that I feel bad for obviously waiters, waitresses, and bartenders and things like that, but I'm happy that people are supporting the curbside stuff to keep restaurants afloat. I think that's really important. If you've got a small business restaurant and you're doing the curbside thing, put your mask on and call them up and tell them what you want, and they'll bring it out to the car. I think that's
great.
Yep.
It also, it's like, before this time, if I got, like, ordered food from a restaurant, I would be like, oh, maybe I need to work through a budget, and, like, I don't know if I should. But now I'm like, I'm supporting people.
Yeah.
Of course I can eat out every night. Of course I can.
Yeah. Absolutely. I can't tell you the number of times I've had pizzas and stuff from different places delivered in the past couple of weeks. You know?
Yeah, it's because you're supporting your world. And, miss Chicago pizza so much.
Please. How often do the Bright Sides get posted, and how can people see them?
Okay, so there are, I think, 16 right now on my YouTube page. So if they go to youtube.com and type in my name, which is kind of hard to spell, but I'm sure they can Google it. It's Palisac and Brightside. That'll pop up. and they're also on National Lampoon's page. And those have been up for a little while. And then right now we're writing and shooting, well, me and Sam, my significant other, she helps out. We write and shoot them. And once we get like three or four, like 15 to half hour versions, we're going to post those like probably once a week. And that'll probably be in the next month.
Okay. And so, if you can check them out on your YouTube page.
Yes, exactly. Hey. Or National Lampoon's YouTube page.
Yeah. Well, what's it like working with National Lampoon?
You know, it's great. They sort of made a I don't know what the exact term is, but they're trying to produce a lot more content, and I feel very lucky to be a part of it because they're very supportive of me. And basically, all I do is I write stuff, and I send it to them, and then if they have a note, they give it to me. But if not, they're like, that's funny, do it, and then I get to do it. So I feel like while the pandemic and all these things are horrible, like it's really given me an opportunity to explore things creatively that could help out my stand-up career in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's great, and National Lampoon is an institution.
Oh my gosh!
You know the history of that magazine and the history of the radio shows and the movies that they were. I mean, you're associated with National Lampoon. That's a big deal.
Yeah, they're. I think they're going to do another Animal House. Like they're gonna reboot. I
really?
Saw that on their Instagram. Yeah, that came up on their Instagram. I haven't heard that from an official person that works there.
Oh,
but just in general, their comedic voice has been one of the most prolific ones for longer than I've been alive.
Yeah.
And
and I mean, how many legends came out of National Lampoon?
Mm-hmm.
Comedy geniuses and people who made a massive impact in the world of comedy and the world of film. It's just an institution. I think it's awesome that you're working with them, man.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I feel very honored.
Okay. So when this is all done, you're going to get back out on the road?
Oh, yeah. I have November weeks booked at Zany's in Rosemont and downtown. And other than that, I'm just doing, like, you know, other clubs around the country and colleges. It's so funny. Like, I was booked out for, the next 2 months before all this happened. And then for the first month, it was nice not to travel. But it'll be nice to go back on the road again.
Yeah.
I feel like stand-up, and everyone has their own opinions, and I think it's pretty common, though. Like, stand-up is a thing that you need people there to laugh, and it'll only live that way. And I appreciate the people that have come out before, and I'll appreciate them when they come out in the future.
That's awesome. All right, Michael, always a pleasure to talk to you. Everybody should check out The Bright Side. The Bright Side, we all need that right now. And you can check it out on your YouTube channel. Thanks, Michael. Yeah. Always a pleasure to talk to you, buddy.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay, man, take care. Mike Palasek, very funny guy, very nice guy. Check out The Bright Side on his YouTube page.